ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing to you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
A day in the life of Dennis Day. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and features the popular singing star, Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing Christmas in Killarney.
The holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home. Nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is always open, the neighbors pay a call. And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all. How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the likes you've never known. It's Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
The ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen is Christmas in Killarney with all of the folks at home.
There was Cousin O'Flaherty, Uncle O'Shaughnessy, Michael, me brother, and Auntie McGee. And Father and Mother were all in a dither when Terence the baby crawled under the tree.
It's nice, you know, to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe. And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home.
Was Paddy Delahanty who dressed up like Santy and gave out the presents like he always does. But Johnny McGee, when he sat on his knee, tried to pull off his whiskers to see who it was.
The door is always open, the neighbors say a call.
And Father John, before he's gone, will bless the house and all.
How grand it feels to click your heels and join in the fun of the jigs and reels. I'm handing you no blarney, the like you'll never know.
It's 3 weeks now since our warm-hearted hero extended his hospitality to a homeless immigrant named Rudolph Klobermeyer, an action Dennis has had cause to regret. It seems that Rudolph eats as though he'd smuggled an extra stomach into the country. Since Mrs. Day is out of town, Prudence, the new housekeeper, is discussing the problem with Dennis.
Oh, I tell you, Mr. Day, that man eats just like a horse.
Yeah.
This morning we had 2 chickens, a dozen eggs, and a jar of olives.
Well, never mind that, Prudence. Just serve me what's left.
Okay. Here's a plate of bones garnished with eggshells and olive pits.
Don't you mean Mr. Klobermeyer's cleaned us out?
He went through that refrigerator like Taft through Ohio.
Well, I thought something like this would happen, so I hid a dozen eggs and a pound of bacon in the Bendix washing machine. Right over here where he couldn't find it. Holy smoke, it's gone.
Hmm?
Look, there's a note here.
No, what does it say?
Don't blame that poor old Klobermeyer. V8 it. Sign yours truly, the mice.
Why, who does he think he's fooling? We know he ain't it.
Yeah, but you'll have to admit it was pretty clever of him to get a mouse to write that note.
Yeah, he probably used force.
Oh, this is an awful state of affairs, Prudence. I wish he'd get a job or something. If I knew what he did, I'd get him one myself.
Well, I guess he's in show business. Leastways, according to the letter I found in his wastebasket.
Oh, what letter, Prudence?
Oh, I got it right here in my apron.
Let me see it. Dear Rudolph, just a word of appreciation. My production, Murder on Christmas Eve, would not be the success it is without your talent. I salute you, Rudolph the Star Maker, and it's signed J. Arthur Rank. J. Arthur Rank?
J. Arthur Rank?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Oh, gosh, J. Arthur Rank is one of the biggest producers in the world. And he called Mr. Klobermeyer Rudolph the Star Maker. Gee, what Rudolph could do for my career if I could only get him to handle me.
Yeah. Maybe he'd help me with my career, too.
Your career?
Didn't you know? Get a load of this. Some enchanted evening, you may motto is always leave them with their tongues hanging out from them.
That's a good motto. Well, I'd better talk to him about me first. Gene, I've been so mean to him lately about his eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Prudence, you better give him back his fishing rod and take that out of season sign off the goldfish bowl. Gosh, Rudolph, the star maker.
Hello, Han. Klabermeier. How you about? That's good. I'm not feeling the heart. I just got a very insulting offer from 20th Century. Yeah, they need 10,000 silver stars for Christmas trees, and they will pay 50 cents a thousand. Imagine such an offer to Rudolph the Star Maker. From J. Arthur Rank, I got a buck. Oh, that 20th Century, they're foxy. Well, that's life. Bye-bye, Hans. I see you tonight at the Rashkeller.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Klabermeier, sir. Your Grace, mein Herr, Your Excellency. Is everything all right, sir? Is your room comfy and cozy? Have you got everything your little stomach desires?
Puff, it's loose.
Oh, I don't know, but whatever it is, I'll tighten it.
Himmel, he has slipped there the cork. Oh,
yes, sir. You're our guest, and we want you to be happy.
Dennis, I am smelling a mouth. For what reason are you schmoozing up old Klabermeier?
Well, I might as well come right out with it. I found out about your reputation in show business, and I want you to handle me.
So that's it.
I know you're Rudolph the Star Maker, and you're used to associating with bigger people.
Yeah. This is a little out of my line. Of course, I am brilliant. There's no sense denying it.
Please, Mr. Klabermeier, I need an agent badly. I could go far with a man like you behind me.
Dennis, you are a lucky man. Klabermeier will do it.
Oh, gosh, thanks, Mr. Klabermeier. When I get back from my singing lesson, we'll talk about it some more, huh?
Wait. Klabermeier goes along. I want to see what kind of a phony singing teacher is thinking up your cadenza.
Well, okay, but before we go, I better explain something to you. I told Signor Novello, my teacher, I'm Italian, so he'd give me lessons. So if I talk with an Italian dialect, don't be surprised.
I don't understand.
That's all right, Bambino. You come along with me. You're going to see what the Umbriago is talking about.
Oh, here's Signor Novello's house. I'll ring the bell. Now, remember, Mr. Klabermeier, Signor Novello is very temperamental, so don't interrupt when he's giving me my lesson.
Oh, don't worry, Fuchsian. I'll be quiet like a mouse.
Good.
Yes, what... Well, Bambino, my picture fell across. It's my most favorite pupil of Dennis and Day.
Yes, I love Paisano. And how's my most favorite singing teacher?
Just a fine, Bambino. Just a fine.
Oh, my God. It's warm in the catch stories of my heart to look on you, fool.
That's a lie. Tell me, what have you been doing lately, eh?
Well, last week I was in the Christmas parade. I was helping Santa Claus to hold on to his
reindeer?
No, but was a little foggy, sweetheart.
You know something? You crazy. My lie to you. Say, who's your friend here?
Oh, signore, he's my new agent, Mr. Klabermeier, but he's not going to interfere in my lesson.
That's a good. You know, I don't like interruptions when I give you the lesson. Ah, don't worry, mein Herr. I wouldn't say a word. That's a fine. All right, then, so we start. The first I want you to... I know better than to interrupt. That's a good. Now, Dennis, take the exercise I gave you for developing the diaphragm. We will start to... Klabermeier knows when to keep his mouth shut. That's a wonderful... Now, Denny, so remember what I... You wouldn't even know I was here. Signora Klabermeier. How did you know I was here? Denny, so please, tell the Signora Klabermeier. Per piacere, ferma la bocca, non parli più.
Okay, I have to tell him. Mr. Klabermeier.
Yes?
Show the your bigger part of face.
Now, we resume the lesson. Sing me this note.
Okay.
Ah! No, Dennis, you're not making the tone pear shape. No, please, a pear shape.
Ach, du lieber, how could the boy make a pear shaped tone with a grapefruit shaped head?
Finish, it's too much in the finish.
No, Signor Novello, please, don't get mad. Please, come back, please.
Let him go, Pupsian. Believe me, you don't need him. That faker has been ruining your voice.
But gee, people tell me when I sing, it brings tears to their eyes.
This could also be the smart. No, Dennis, in order to be a success, you've got to sing like that Frankie fellow. What's his name? The one that was chasing the wild goose?
Oh, you mean... You mean Frankie Lane?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if Clubbermeyer is going to handle you, you got to sing like Frankie Lane.
Oh, but gee, I don't think I should
try... Option, this is final. Either you sing like Frankie Lane, or Rudolph the Star Maker drops you like a hot sausage. What is your answer?
To spend one night with you in our old rendezvous and reminisce with you. I gotta go where the wild goose goes. You trip.
Well, due to a misinterpretation of a letter found in Clobbermeyer's wastebasket, Dennis is under the impression that his house guest is a celebrated Viennese impresario, and accordingly has engaged him as his agent. But his girlfriend Gloria was something less than jubilant when he informed her of this new development in his career.
Well, I just spoke to my girlfriend Gloria on the phone, Mr. Clobbermeyer, and she's coming right over.
What for?
Well, she says it was a mistake for me to give up my singing teacher and place myself in your gravy-stained hands.
Always the women have to mix in and spoil things. Dennis, I have made up our mind. You've got to give up that girl.
Me? Give up Gloria? Oh, I couldn't do that.
Oh, see, it's not for you. I know the type kisses every fellow in town.
That isn't true. Gloria's not that kind of a girl.
No, name one fellow she hasn't kissed.
Me. You can't talk that way about Gloria. She's a wonderful girl.
Oh, listen to me, Dennis. With Rudolph the Star Maker handling you, you would be working every night.
Yeah?
Do you know what could happen to a girl sitting at home night after night watching television? Just zipping and watching and watching?
Yeah, she'd wind up with nothing but a squint and a spread. For her own good, I've got to give her up.
Now you're talking, Liebchen. Oh, look, there's Gloria coming up the front walk. Now you got to make her mad at you.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way.
Well, I go inside and leave you and Gloria alone.
Okay.
Hi, Dennis.
Well, you don't have to wear the doorbell out.
Well, I only rang it once, but if it bothers you, I'll just knock next time.
Sure, that's right. Knock and loosen the hinges. It's a fine thing. I try to be nice and friendly, and what do? You nag at me and try to pick a fight.
Dennis, I'm not trying to pick a fight. I couldn't do that. Not the way I feel about you.
Aren't you even willing to try?
Can I help it if I think you're sweet and wonderful?
I'm not sweet and wonderful.
Yes, you are.
You see what I mean? Nag, 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 nag.
Ridiculous thing.
Oh, so I'm ridiculous, am I? Well, I won't stand here and be insulted. I'm leaving. Oh, God, I live here.
Dennis, if you're trying to get rid of me, you've succeeded. Goodbye.
Gosh, I feel like a no-good heel. But it's for her own good.
Oh, Dennis, you gave an excellent performance. And now the road is clear. How would you like to open up at the Macumbo? 6 weeks, $2,500 a week.
You know something? You crazy, but I like you.
No. This is the truth. Meet me at Macumbo at 6 o'clock and we'll close the deal. Now, we got to get more Jack out of Benny. From now on, he is paying you $500 a week.
$500? If you ask Mr. Benny for money like that, he'll start pulling his hair out by the glue.
Don't you worry, Liebchen. When I get through with him, he'll give me the shirt off his back.
Hold out for his left sock. That's where the big bills are. Boy, if Mr. Clobbermeyer gets me that raise from Mr. Benny, I'll be able to afford the luxuries I've always wanted, like bread and shoes. Well, Mr. Clobbermeyer, how'd you make out? What did Mr. Benny say? What did he say?
Relax, Poopshot. From now on, you got a brand new deal.
I have? Oh, boy.
Yeah. Report first thing in the morning for unemployment insurance.
But what about my deal here at the Macumbo for 6 weeks at $2,500 a week?
Dennis, I was a little mistaken about the details.
Details?
Yeah, it's not $2,500 a week. It's $25. And it's not for 6 weeks, it's for 6 days.
What?
Yeah, and you ain't got the job yet. It's just an audition.
Audition?
Yeah, and they don't want a singer, they want a trio.
A trio?
Yeah. Now, everything is arranged. Klavermeyer is joining the act.
You're going to sing with me, Mr. Klavermeyer?
And why not in Vienna? Klavermeyer is a member of the greatest singing group in Austria. Maybe you heard of us. Six Wieners und a Schnitzel. And that is not all. Ooh, have I got a girl for the act. A real bebop chick. Wait till you hear. Come in, honey.
Come and shake it in. Oh, hello, Mr. Day. I'm in rare voice tonight. How do you feel?
Oh, I wish I were dead.
Nothing to be nervous about. Here's the music with the arrangement I worked out myself. Now, come, be audition for Mr. Boris.
Okay. Don't you think I ought to step into the powder room first and put on a new face?
No, that isn't necessary.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Klavermeyer. If she's got a new face, let her put it on.
No, there isn't time. Mr. Morrison is waiting. Oh, here he comes now. Mr. Morrison!
Yes?
Yeah, we are ready for the audition.
All right, let's hear it.
Now, here we go. Music, please.
If I didn't care more than words can say, if I didn't care, would I feel this way?
Ach, du liebe honey child. If I didn't care.
Keep talking to me, Lambo.
If I didn't care, my little Pupchen.
Yes.
Der ganze vermischte Pflegemacher, nicht gepunen.
What did he say?
Your face is always before him.
Das morgen geschlagen, die ganze Gewalt.
This morning he looked in the mirror and shaved you.
What a beautiful thought.
Und verricht, ich kann euch vergessen, honey child, der erste Schmutzer.
Well, he can't forget the time he first kissed you.
Der Bier verschlumpt, grievenes.
It was like getting hit in the mouth with a wet moccasin.
Could all this be true if I didn't care for you?
Well, what do you think of our trio, Mr. Morrison? Mr. Morrison? Oh, gosh, Mr. Morrison didn't even wait till we finished. He's gone. Maybe he didn't like our act.
Well, that's impossible.
I can't understand it.
Me neither. After all, you're Klavermeyer, the star maker.
But what's that got to do with it?
Well, you must have made stars out of an awful lot of people in Vienna.
Dennis, you are laboring under a misapprehension.
Huh?
Yeah, in Vienna, Klavermaker, the star maker, is making stars for Christmas trees.
Himmel, der Giese schlummt geriebenes Verstopfen.
What do you say?
It's like getting hit in the mouth with a wet bucket.
Most beautiful songs are the ones inspired by the birth of the Christ child. Maybe that's because music is the best way to express peace of mind and the love of man for his neighbor. The things that our poor world needs more now than it has ever needed them before. It seems to me that this Christmas has a much deeper meaning for all of us than any other, and that the Christmas songs that have come down through the years are especially beautiful this year. If I may, I'd like to sing some of them for you now.
Rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ. Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
A new and glorious morn.